Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name's Dave, and this is episode 3592 BN. Today's date is March 11th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Cyber Attack on X and Rumble Was a Test. People Must See It. Timing is Everything. Checkmate. Hey, let's talk about protecting our wealth. With Elon Musk's dedication to Doge, he will likely uncover the hidden spending on weather modification, which has played a major role in the decline of people's health. The influx of sickness taking over America is not natural. We've all seen the trails in the sky, and most recently, the bizarre fogs that are now proven to have the Serratia marcescens bacteria in the samples tested. With the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit, you can tackle serious health concerns to avoid hospitalization or until you can see a doctor. This compact blue case is your portable urgent care stock with ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and six other essential prescription medications right at your fingertips. You can literally order from your couch in minutes. The process is fully digital. Their medical board created a guidebook that outlines common treatments for UTI, strep throat, bacterial infections, respiratory illness, and more. All it takes is filling out a digital intake form, and within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your door. Don't let illness catch you off guard. Order your kit now by heading to twc.health/x22 and use x22 to save up to 30% off and free shipping, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, as more and more is exposed. Remember, we've only hit the surface of all of this with USAID. I mean, this was just to wake the people up. This was just about getting the people to think, you know, look at all these different programs. That's why they had to be read out to the people. That's why it had to be posted everywhere. So people would see all these ridiculous programs, and you would then realize that they were all made up. It was one gigantic scam. It was a scam to launder all the money. And this is just scratching the surface of what they've been doing here. Remember, the deep state players, they built this criminal system. They've been using this criminal system, and now it's being exposed to the world. And do you really think they want their system dismantled? Do you really think they want all of this shut down? And you have to remember, the only reason their system is able to operate is because of one thing. It's called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It's the third one in this country, by the way. Two others were removed. The first one, the charter ran out. The second one, Andrew Jackson got rid of. The third one, well, Trump, he's on the hunt with this one. And he has to bring the entire thing down. This is why he's setting everything up so we can fund externally instead of internally. Because when you fund internally, you're taking the wealth from the people. Because the central bank system is designed that way. It's a private corporation. It creates money out of thin air just by pushing a button. And the people are on the hook for all the interest. Because again, that Federal Reserve note that's in your wallet, that's in your bank account, it's not yours. It's the Federal Reserve's money. It belongs to them. You're borrowing it with interest attached. That's it. So everything, the entire system that you're seeing, USAID, where you're seeing the money being laundered through all these ridiculous programs, where you're seeing Epstein Island, you're seeing all, you know, the World Economic Forum, the WHO and the rest. This is the entire system the deep state players created. They created this system because the Federal Reserve was allowed to exist and came into existence in 1913. Then we came off the gold standard in 1971 when we went full fiat. They took complete and utter control of this country, and they started to corrupt everything. They brought their people in. They paid off people. Because think about it. Without having an open-ended credit card where the people pay it back, and they just keep paying and paying and paying, how would you be able to pay off the cheating systems? How would you be able to pay the rioters? How would you be able to pay for all of this? You wouldn't. So all of this, everything that you're seeing, was created from the Federal Reserve. That's why you see all this. This is their entire system. And Trump and the Patriots right now, they're exposing it. And every day that passes and they expose a little bit more and a little bit more, you know what the deep state players are feeling? They're feeling pain. Holy crap, the people are starting to realize what we've been doing here. And they're getting nervous. They're getting afraid. Fear is setting in right now. And now that all eyes are on Ukraine, which is one gigantic money laundering operation. Remember, it's the deep state layer. That's where they created a lot of the bioweapons. That's where they laundered the money. That's where they are now pushing war. They're becoming afraid. They're feeling the pain every single day. And it's just going to get worse and worse for them. And Trump, he said something very interesting. And Scavino put this out today. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And we should really keep this in mind when we talk about arrests, when we talk about going after these treasonous people. And even in the Q post, it tells us that, you know, the people must be shown. They have to see it to believe it. Trump said something which is very, very similar to that and very, very interesting. And it really, really makes sense. He says the lesson isn't for the criminal. The lesson is for the people that are watching. Think about that for a second. I mean, we're going to be talking about this a little bit later. But again, if that is the case, where the lesson of all this is not to teach, you know, these criminals a lesson, it's to teach the people watching a lesson, because you're showing them the treasonous criminals. You're showing them what they do. You're showing them the system. It all then makes sense in how Trump is approaching this. I mean, I know everyone wants arrests. Everyone wants indictments. Everyone wants, but you need to see it. You need to understand what all of this is about. And it's not just one thing. It's not just the Epstein client list. Actually, the client list, no, this is going to go far beyond the client list. They're already preparing indictments. They're already preparing the arrests. But again, this is one part of the system, because you just can't see that and not see the other things. You must see the laundering of the money. You must see how they create and how they pay for the rioters. You must see how they push war and they fund both sides, the terrorists and the other side. You must see how they do all of these things and then connect it and start to understand what the system is. And yes, the Epstein part will come in. The Diddy part will come in. The assassination of Trump will come in. When you see all of these parts and you start to realize it's all the same group of people, then everything becomes very, very clear. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop all of this from coming out. And I do believe the latest cyber attack on X and on Rumble. Rumble's been getting hit pretty hard lately with a lot of DDoSs. And this latest cyber attack on X, which actually brought X down, I do believe this was a test. I do believe as we move forward and you start to see the treasonous crimes, you start to see who was involved on Epstein Island, you start to realize that everything that Biden did was completely and utterly all fraud. And the staffers and those people that are controlling Biden, they use the auto pen. So all those individuals that he pardoned, all those executive orders, all of it's null and void because fraud vitiates everything. When the truth comes out about Obama, when the truth comes out about Hillary Clinton, when people start to see all of this evidence and they're exposed, what do you think they're going to do in the end? Can they have the net operational, or do they have to try to shut everything down? I do believe they're already at the point where they're testing the cyber attack. I don't think the cyber attack has ever gone away. And it's the same thing with Ukraine, if you really think about it. Do they really want peace with Russia? If they have peace with Russia, everything that they want to do goes down the tubes. So their only alternative is to keep pushing war. And that's exactly what they're doing. Zelensky might say, let's have peace. But in the end, they're going to keep pushing events to get us into war. So do I think the entire scare event is off the table? No, I don't. I think all of these things are still in play, because they know that if they don't do these things, and I'm talking about the deep state players, if they don't do these things, if they don't do all of this to stop all of this, they're done for. I think this is their last hand. But you have to remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. They have all the evidence against these individuals, and they have the people on their side. And as we go through this and think about what Trump said, the lesson is for the people that are watching. Remember, this is not just about arresting a couple people and then having the D's say, oh, no, that's all fake. They must go through all this. They must experience all of this in the end. So we are all united together. I'm not saying 100% because kind of impossible with a lot of the far left people, but we're going to get pretty darn close. And the people, they must learn the lesson of what happened in this country. A lot of them will not believe right now, but eventually they will. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. And actually, if you really think about it, it's checkmate, because the deep state players don't have any moves left. Yes, they have cyber attack and war, but again, that's easily remedied moving forward. So they're really trapped in all this because Trump is getting more and more people to his side. And you have to remember, throughout all of this, they're going to have to defend the indefensible every step of the way. And when people see this, it's not going to make sense to them. I mean, really think about this. We're going to be talking about the cyber attack and everything else a little bit later. But first, let's just talk about how these individuals in the House are defending the indefensible. Number one, they won't say that men can't play on women's sports. Most of the country, I say the majority of the country, almost, I think it's 80% or something like that, say, no, men should not be on women's sports. So they're defending the indefensible. Same thing with the open borders. The people of this country said, no, we must have closed borders. We're bringing in terrorists, gang members, drug traffickers, human traffickers, rapists, you name it. So yes, we must have closed borders. And what's very interesting is, and this is another case of them defending the indefensible, the House just voted 402-1 to pass the Subterranean Border Defense Act, a bill introduced by Representative Eli Crane to authorize congressional oversight of underground tunnels at the border. Since 1990, officials have discovered more than 140 tunnels that have breached the border, with an 80% increase in tunnel activity since 2008. As transnational criminals organizations continue to grow in both size and sophistication, illicit cross-border tunnels along the southwest border of the United States represent a significant and growing threat to national security, Eli Crane says. So who voted against it? It was Representative Rashida Tlaib. She voted against cracking down on the cartel's border tunnel system, which they use to traffic drugs into the country. I mean, just think about this for a second. Oh, no, we want the criminals to have the tunnels. We want them to have access into this country. Think about what she's defending here. Does it make any sense whatsoever? No, sometimes you got to show the people. The people must learn a lesson. Now, the D's are looking at their party going, what the hell is going on right now? Really? You want to keep the tunnels where we're having criminals come into this country? This doesn't even make sense. And this is going to get worse and worse for the D's. Actually, they're self-imploding right now. They're self-destructing. And they can't stop themselves. But Trump, he did something very, very interesting. Remember the CBP app that Biden and Mayorkas, they put this all together to help the illegals come into this country illegally? Well, Trump, he decided, you know what? We're going to take this CBP app and we're going to reverse everything. Now you can self-deport by using this app. Brilliant move. It's going to make it a lot easier for these individuals to self-deport themselves. And again, if they don't, they can never, ever come back to this country. If ICE picks them up and Tom Homan says, you're out of here, they can never enter this country once again. So they might want to use the app right now. And I think a lot of them are going to use the app. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mahmoud Khalil, he was arrested and he's going to be deported from the United States. And it looks like the Senate Judiciary Democrats, they're angry and pissed off at this, and they're saying, free Mahmoud Khalil. Well, Yilah Jacoby put this out and said, have you actually lost your minds? Mahmoud is on camera handing out images of the October 7th massacre, led a crowd which accosted police and violently took over buildings on the campuses. What is wrong with you? Then we have N Wokeness, who put this out and said, Democrats need to pick better heroes. And he's pointing to something that either Mahmoud wrote or he was using. It says, fighting for total eradication of Western civilization. We seek community and instruction for militants in the global South. So again, this individual has been caught on video. This individual wants the total eradication of Western civilizations. And the Democrats are defending the indefensible once again. Absolutely amazing. Stephen Miller put this out and said, these are the same Democrats who wouldn't stand to honor the memory of Lake and Riley and Jocelyn Nungary. And that is absolutely true. And every time they push this, it gets worse and worse for them. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that the fake news, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, you can't deport this individual. He has rights. He's a green card holder. So he must stay in the U.S. Well, no, that's wrong. ICE can deport this individual. Section 237A of the Immigration and Nationality Act lays out numerous grounds that make any alien deportable. Terrorist activities are found in Section 237A-4B. So once again, the fake news is trying to convince everyone that, no, this person can't be deported, but they can. Trump put this out on Truth and said the following. Following my previous signed executive orders, ICE proudly apprehended and detained Mahmoud Khalil, a radical foreign pro-Hamas student on the campus of Columbia University. This is the first arrest of many to come. We know there are more students at Columbia and other universities across the country who have engaged in pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic, and anti-American activity, and the Trump administration will not tolerate it. Many are not students. They are paid agitators, which is absolutely correct. We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again. If you support terrorism, including the slaughtering of innocent men, women, and children, your presence is contrary to our national and foreign policy interest, and you are not welcome here. We expect every one of America's colleges and universities to comply. Thank you. And he's absolutely right. And you could see that most of these individuals that were on college campuses, they were just paid agitators trying to rile everyone up. Just like with BLM, you had Antifa. These are just Antifa people. They just change outfits, costumes. And once again, all these people, the people that are attacking Tesla car dealerships or Tesla cars, they're all paid people. Everyone is paid. Everything. This is not a grassroots movement that you've been witnessing. These people are paid by the deep state to destroy everything in their path, to destroy America. Think about that for a second. So when you look at BLM and you look at what's going on with Tesla, when you look at all of this, these people are paid to destroy America, and these people are happily accepting the money to do it. Think about that for a second. But you could see that Cash right now, he is now looking through the FBI. He's working day and night to make sure that the FBI is doing the right thing, trying to get to the bottom of who's with him and who's against him. He's looking for certain documents to hand over to Jordan and Grassley. And I do believe in the end, we're going to start to see a lot of documents being handed over to the Senate, to the House. And this is going to have to do with the pipe bomber. It's going to be with the Epstein client list. It's going to be with Diddy. It's going to be with many, many things. And I do believe if we go back a little bit in time, Trump let us know that we need to be very, very transparent, because when you're transparent and you shine the light into all of this, this is what destroys the deep state players. FBI Director Cash Patel put this out and said, our team has been working day and night to produce documents for Chairman Grassley and Chairman Jordan, and this is only the beginning. To rebuild trust, your FBI will be opening the books at levels never done before. That is interesting. And remember, timing is very, very important. The longer this goes, the more this stays out on social media, The more they drip information out, the more it stays in people's minds. And the more that these individuals feel the pain. And when I say these individuals, I'm talking about the treasonous criminals. They feel the pain every single day because they don't know when this is going to come out and expose everything that they have been doing. Julie Kelly put this out and said, it appears that Cash has turned over records related to the January 6 pipe bombs to House Judiciary Committee per request by Jim Jordan a few weeks ago. And I do believe he's going to be bringing out a lot more. And this has the deep state players in a major, major panic. Remember, this isn't about just arresting everyone, everyone looking, going, what just happened here? Because remember, there'd be no lesson that was taught. Every day that passes, the D's, and I do believe this is very pointed to the D's. Yes, there are a lot of Republicans that still don't know what's going on. They voted for Trump because they like Trump. Same thing with the independents. But I think those people that are still in the dark, this is going to educate them in what's been happening. Because remember, they don't believe in Pizzagate. They don't believe in Epstein Island where he was trafficking children. They don't believe that there are politicians that flip. They don't believe this stuff. So the lesson is for them, not for you. If you already know this and you've done deep dives, yes, you just want to rest. You want it over with. Let's do it because I want to prove to my friends that I'm right. But this is about restoring the country. This is about bringing the country together in the end and showing them, look what they have done. They lied to you every step of the way. And when you bring the information out like this, people start to think, because a lot of people, they don't like to accept new information. They reject it, especially when it goes against everything they believe. It's very, very difficult to accept it. And I know you all have family members, friends that feel that way when you try to talk to them still today, especially if you have a family member or friend that's on the D side, because they just can't accept. They can't believe. It's very, very hard to actually break down the brainwashing that has been done to them. But it will be done. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a plan. So this way, the people, they learn something from all this. So this way, we can keep this country and never allow this to happen again. But the other thing that's very interesting, and the Senate Judiciary Democrats, they're pissed off at Pam Bondi because they're saying that Bondi put DOJ prosecutor Andrew Rohrbach on leave. And they're saying Rohrbach successfully prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's infamous co-conspirator. Or did this individual hide all the information and kept it from the people? D.C. Drano responded to this, said Democrats are complaining that A.G. Bondi fired the DOJ attorney who prosecuted Ghislaine. Yeah, she's in jail. But you know what's not public? Her client list. And who made sure that never got publicized? Andrew Rohrbach. I want to see that client list just as much as everyone else. Rohrbach was probably asked to unseal names listed in the contact book and refused. Now that he's gone, a new lawyer can request the court unseal names that are hidden. Absolutely. And you can see this is why the deep state players are panicking, because every day their protection is being removed a little bit at a time. And as their protection is removed, what are they feeling? They're feeling pain. Fear is setting in every single day. And soon, what are they going to use to defend themselves? It's going to be very, very difficult. And that's the other point of this, is that when you start to remove all these different layers and you remove their defense, it exposes all of them to everybody. Now, you could see that these individuals, they are paying people to force Elon to stop what he's doing. And remember, I do believe Trump, he is using Elon right now. And of course, Elon agreed to this. Talk about our health. The reason behind wrinkles isn't always in our control. It's more than about reducing stress or eating a healthy diet. As we age, our body's natural collagen production declines, which leads to visible signs of aging like wrinkles and sagging skin. In fact, studies show that after the age of 20, collagen production decreases by about 1% a year. That's why I use this amazing product and I'm obsessed with the results. It is a premium supplement designed to replenish your body's collagen levels and combat the effects of aging. This unique formula uses the top 5 critical important types of collagen for skin health to help reduce visible signs signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote skin elasticity, and promote skin hydration. Look your best with Aegis Multicollagen and place your order while it's 51% off now only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, you'll also receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping if you order now. Once again, this offer is only available at healthwithx22.com or just click the link in the description. He's using Elon to take the brunt of all this because Trump used to take the brunt of all this. He still does, but he's able to do things in the background. And Elon right now is leading the charge, which is very, very interesting. And you could see that they're destroying his chargers. They're destroying his dealerships. They're lighting the cars on fire. They're lighting people's cars on fire, whoever's driving a Tesla. But you know what's funny about all this? And Wokeness put this out and said, I can't find a single Democrat in office that has condemned the escalating attacks on Tesla. Of course not, because they're paying for it, because they know what happens when all of this comes out. Why do you think they never condemned the Antifa BLM riots and the burning down of cities? Because they were behind it. They funneled the money through USAID, and they paid all these individuals. Now, what's very interesting about all of this, and Doge Designer put this out, people were speaking to a protester outside of the Tesla store, and the protester actually admitted he was paid to protest. He goes, I get paid to be out here. So he just admitted that this is exactly what is happening right now. Amuse put this out and said, multiple Democrat NGOs have coordinated attacks on Tesla dealership staff and vehicles. Last night, a number of Cybertrucks were torched in Seattle. Democrats are becoming increasingly more desperate and violent. Elon said, this is crazy. And it is crazy because look what they're doing here. The Democrats are fine with it because they're panicking. And this is why they're going to be ramping up attacks. Now, remember, they're going to use this to try to stop, you know, get Elon to stop. His stock has been dropping. The whole market has been dropping. And you could see that they're trying to put a lot of pressure on Elon to say, stop what you're doing or it's going to get a lot worse for you. But again, just like Trump, he's going to fight. He will not give up. He will not bend a knee. He will continue on. And what's very interesting is that Elon, he made claims against Reid Hoffman, and Reid Hoffman responded to him, and he said the following, just one more of Elon's false claims about me. I never funded anyone for Tesla protests. I don't condone violence, but it's clear Americans are angry at him. It's easier to explain away their anger than to accept that actions have consequences. Well, it's very interesting that he says he has nothing to do with this because people have been finding a lot of information that he does have something to do with this. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, Reid Hoffman denies funding the Tesla protests, yet he's a major funder of Indivisible, a group actively funding and organizing anti-Musk demonstrations at Tesla showrooms, factories, and dealerships, events that have led to widespread vandalism. Indivisible explicitly offers reimbursement up to $200 for groups staging protests against Musk at Tesla locations nationwide. Their Musk or Us campaign urges activists to take the fight to Elon at Tesla showrooms, factories, and dealerships, providing detailed protest kits and printable signs and stickers. These materials label Musk as muskrat, authoritarian, king, and traitor, even depicting a Tesla Cybertruck engulfed in flames. One sign features Musk and Trump on a King of Spades card, their faces scratched out in red with the slogan, No Kings. Hoffman's organization investing in U.S. have been widely reported, including by the New York Times, as a key financial supporter of Indivisible. So how can Hoffman claim he never funded the Tesla protests? If Reid Hoffman is a major funder of Indivisible, the group organizing and financing the Tesla protests, how can he claim he isn't funding the Tesla protests? It doesn't make sense. Then we have Laura Loomer. She found something else. She said, actually, Reid Hoffman, you are lying. I did some investigating myself and have the receipts to prove you are lying to Elon Musk. Upon my investigation, I discovered that Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn and Jeffrey Epstein associate, who visited Epstein in his island numerous times, is a donor to the Hopewell Fund. IRS records from 2023 prove the Hopewell Fund has provided the funding to the 1630 Fund. See the screenshots from 1630 Fund's 2023 994 and below. Additionally, FEC records reveal the 1630 Fund has contributed to Sunrise PAC, which is linked to the Sunrise Movement, the same organization, as I exposed yesterday, that is behind the violent protests at Tesla dealerships all across the nations. See the Tesla takedown protest invitation from Sunrise Movement NYC below for their violent March 8th, 2025 protest at the Tesla showroom in the Meatpacking District below. So yes, you did fund the anti-Tesla and anti-Musk protests at Elon's Tesla showrooms. And she showed the receipts. So we have two groups that he's funding, which is very, very interesting. But you can see that Trump and team, along with Marco Rubio, they have now shut down 83% of the programs at USAID. Now, there are certain programs that are actually good, but think about it. 83% of those programs were scams. They were used for money laundering. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And this is why the deep state players are now panicking like we've never seen before. Because you remember, if the D's aren't making millions of dollars, why do you want to be in politics? They're not serving the people. There's no reason to be in office. So think about it. Trump and Elon and the Patriots, they're shutting down the money laundering operation. So now these individuals are going to get no money. Now these individuals are going to sit in the House, in the Senate, for these many, many months until the midterms, and they're going to watch everything dry up. And in the end, I wonder if they will self-deport, where they'll say, I'm not going to run because it's not worth it, because there's no money in it. Let's see what happens. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I wouldn't be surprised if we stop hearing from a lot of these individuals, or they drop out even before the midterms. Let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting, because once again, we can see that Congress now, they're demanding Treasury information, and they want suspicious activity reports involving ActBlue, because the Biden administration, they failed to fully comply with the demand to allow Congress to review suspicious activity reports involving the massive Democrat online fundraising platform, ActBlue, prompting a fresh request Monday to the Trump Treasury Department. House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chairman James Comer and House Administrative Committee Chairman Brian Steele made the joint request to the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, seeking access to the SARs, which are required by federal law when banks suspect money laundering or other suspicious activities. So I wonder if the banks filed this and this was buried. I think it was. C3 says the following. So it turns out just about everyone in D.C. is funneling taxpayer dollars to their spouses, NGO, nonprofit firm, etc. That's the way they're stealing from us. Elon says, yes, that is the way they've been taking our money. And you could see right now they're panicking. This is why you have these stories out there. Oh, Trump and Elon, they're angry at each other. There's a rift. No, there isn't. They get along very, very well. Same thing with all the other people in the administration. Trump chose these people because these people are very, very strong. These people can go up against the deep state players, go up against the fake news. They can answer the gotcha questions. If you notice, they try to get these people on the gotcha questions, and these people, they're able to answer and actually shut the fake news down. Trump, he put this out and said, to Republicans, conservatives, and all great Americans, Elon Musk is putting it on the line in order to help our nation, and he's doing a fantastic job. But the radical left lunatics, as they often do, are trying to illegally and collusively boycott Tesla, one of the world's great automakers, and Elon's baby, in order to attack and do harm to Elon and everything he stands for. They tried to do it to me at the 2024 presidential ballot box. But how did that work out? In any event, I'm going to buy a brand new Tesla tomorrow morning as a show of confidence and support for Elon Musk, a truly great American. Why should he be punished for putting his tremendous skills to work in order to help make America great again? And Trump, he did exactly that. He bought a brand new red Tesla. And once again, you can see what the deep state players are trying to do. It's the same playbook that they use with Trump. Let's destroy his business. Let's go after and destroy his physical business and let him stop doing what he's doing because he'll be too scared. But this is not working whatsoever. They even tried to cyber attack X. I mean, they did, but they weren't successful in bringing it completely to its knees and where it wasn't functional. Yes, it went down a couple of times, but it is up and running now and it is functional. And Elon says that, yeah, we were cyber attacked on X, and he traced down the IP address and it's pointing to Ukraine. So just because you have an IP address coming from a certain country doesn't mean that's where the attack came. Because again, with attacks, you can spoof, you can piggyback, you can do many, many things to make it look like it's coming from there. Chris Pavlowski said, confirming that Rumble engineering team is also fighting a large DDoS attack that has intermittently affected our services today. So Rumble and X, they were both being attacked today. Now, if they were truly going to go all out in this attack, I do believe they would have brought the systems to their knees and they would have been shut down. I do believe this was a test. They were testing the vulnerabilities. They might have been trying to inject something into the system to be maybe woken up later. But once again, this was a strategic coordinated effort. There wasn't like a lone wolf out there just decided, you know, I'm going to attack. It, as Elon would say, this was coordinated. It looks like it was from a group that knew exactly what they're doing. And I do believe this is probably the deep state players, which is the CIA and other intelligence operatives that coordinate all of this, and they attack, and they can bounce the attacks off different IP addresses to make it look like it's coming from one place when it really isn't. So keep that in mind. But you can see the deep state players, they are looking to bring the entire net probably to a standstill, especially when certain information comes out. I do believe that's what they are prepping for. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, so Ukraine tried to shut down X, had one of their assets attempted to assassinate Trump. Trump claimed the DNC server housing corruption was with the CrowdStrike in Ukraine and got impeached for it. Ukraine tried to shoot a missile into Poland, pretending it was Russian in a pathetic false flag, all while attempting to initiate World War III by joining NATO, but they want us to believe Ukraine are the good guys. Now, once again, we know that the deep state players, they're using certain people in certain countries to do what they are doing right now, where they're attacking Elon, attacking Rumble, attacking everything. So keep that in mind. Shadow of Ezra put this out and said, the hacking group Dark Storm team has claimed responsibility for the major DDoS attack on X. They're known for cyber warfare attacks and successfully hacking high security systems. The group has vowed to unleash a wave of cyber attacks on the government websites of NATO countries, Israel, and nations supporting Israel. Welcome to March Madness. So right now we have Dark Storm. We have other attacks coming from Ukraine. Maybe they're one and the same. We don't know as of yet. And it looks like they're going to be going all out. And I do believe this was a test to check for vulnerabilities, see if they can gain access to certain systems. They might have tried to inject a malware piece of code into the system to be activated later on. We don't know. So we could see that they are definitely prepping for something. Clandestine put this out and said, Elon is openly suggesting the U.S. leave NATO and end the war in Ukraine. Zelensky and his NATO handlers stand to lose the most if the U.S. leave NATO and the war ends. Who benefits the most from shutting down free speech on X? Zelensky and his NATO handlers. And that is absolutely true. But we need to go a little bit further than that. When all this information comes out about the kickbacks and the money laundering and the deep state players paying for state-funded terrorists, the deep state players paying for rioters, the deep state players paying for all this, this goes far beyond Ukraine. It goes far beyond all of this because it encompasses all of it. Because when everything is exposed, the deep state players are going to do whatever they possibly can to protect themselves. General Flynn said the following, check to see if the CIA was acting behind the scenes first before going off on China or Russia, please. There is a silent war still on going inside the United States to undermine the admin of Trump. And he's absolutely right. This is a silent war and it's continuing. And it will continue as more is exposed. And this reminds me of a couple of posts. Post 1043, this is April 6, 2018. This is a picture of Obama. And down below, it says pics will surface of Hussein holding an AK-47 in tribal attire. One of many. Net shutdown. And then we have post 1044. This is April 6, 2018. Fake pic push by mainstream media. Video backup. Google kill. YouTube kill. Facebook kill. Twitter kill. Yahoo kill. Bing kill. Instagram kill. Net will be paused. Hammer on the clock. Post 2617, December 12, 2018. And Anon on the board asks, is internet infrastructure being safeguarded to prevent shutdown? The response, NSA ability to overreach hosts, possible. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. I do believe they know the playbook of all this. And they know that when they start to produce the evidence of not just Epstein, yes, that's a part of it, but they start to produce all the evidence and it implicates certain individuals, I do believe we're going to see a cyber attack. Now, take what I'm saying and add to Trump and Elon going after the central bank system, which is the private, what's the central bank system? It's a private corporation. It's not part of the government. It's called the Federal Reserve. When he also tries to attack the Federal Reserve, where he's going to make them powerless, I do believe all of this together, because remember, the Federal Reserve funds their criminal activity. All of this together, I do believe this is most likely when they're going to attempt, I'm not saying they're going to be successful, they're going to attempt to bring down all of it. Because what else do they have left? They have nothing. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They know exactly what they're going to attempt to do. But again, think about all these people. And think about all the people that are watching. And think about the lesson they're going to learn. But you can see the deep state players, they're going all out to attack Trump right now. And NORAD, they have warned of excessive increase in pilots violating airspace over Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump, occasionally, he goes down to Mar-a-Lago on the weekend. And I do believe that the deep state players, they are testing once again, just like with X and Rumble, they are now testing to see the weaknesses of what NORAD is protecting. They're testing the response time of the F-16s because as of right now, there's been 20 airspace violations near Mar-a-Lago. Think about that for a second. 20 in the past 2 months. That is a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're testing the airspace just like they're testing Rumble. But once again, let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, he put out a truth and he's talking about former Prime Minister of Australia. And this is what he says. Malcolm Turnbull, the former Prime Minister of Australia, who is always leading that wonderful country from behind, and he put that in quotes, never understood what was going on in China, nor did he have the capacity to do so. I always thought he was a weak and ineffective leader, and obviously Australians agreed with me, so he's no longer there. But it's very interesting that he put the word behind in quotes, and that reminds me of post three. And down below it says, priority to clean out the bad actors to unite people behind the America First agenda. Many in our government worship Satan, not about Republican versus Democrats at this stage. So this is very, very interesting. So the priority is to clean out all the bad actors in all the different agencies so we can then unite the people. So when people saying, we must have it now, we must, they're doing everything that needs to be done. They need to clean out these different agencies to move forward. Remember, we only have one chance to do this, and we must do it right. And this is why the deep state players, they are going to be pushing war like we've never seen before. Approximately 60 drones were launched from Ukraine overnight to attack the Russian capital city of Moscow. The attacks come from the EU. They were handling this. NATO was handling all this, and they're trying to get Russia to react to all of this, because what do they want? They want a war in the end. Now, what's very interesting, and the Kobezi letter put this out, it says Ukrainian President Zelensky has sent President Trump an apology letter following their verbal altercation at the White House. So Zelensky is apologizing. Europe and NATO, they're carrying out the attacks. And Zelensky has now agreed to a ceasefire with Russia. So Trump, he stepped in, saw what was going on, and said, listen, we need a ceasefire. So it looks like they might be getting their intelligence back. We'll have to confirm this. And they might be getting aid just to hold off on everything right now so we don't enter a war. Because this is exactly what the deep state players want. They want us to go into a war. And they want to shut down everything. They want to stop everything that's happening right now. And that is becoming clearer and clearer. But again, they don't have the leverage. They don't have the upper hand. Trump does. But again, the lesson is to the people that are watching. Think about that for a sec. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and this is going back a little bit in time during COVID, Deborah Birx and Bo Snerdly put this out, admits she manipulated data and altered CDC guidelines to deceive President Trump. Shouldn't this be front page news everywhere? Because again, we had Fauci lying to the people. We had Birx lying to the people. They've been lying to the president. They lied to Congress. So yes, Deborah Birx, who served as the White House coronavirus response coordinator under Trump, admitted in her 2022 book, Silent Invasion, the untold story of Trump administration, COVID-19 and preventing the next pandemic before it's too late. She admits that she manipulated, or what she described, subterfuge and strategic sleight of hand to push her own recommendations, particularly on issues like asymptomatic spread and testing, which sometimes clash with the White House's or CDC official positions. So she had science to back this up. She had peer-reviewed documents to back this up. No, she had nothing. So she was lying to the White House to push her own personal agenda. Actually, when you step back and you take a look, it makes perfect sense. Because the swamp creatures and all the different agencies, what have they been doing? They've been doing exactly this. And you could see these different agencies like the FDA, CDC, the fake news, and the rest. I know the fake news is an agency, but you kind of can consider them an agency because they're infiltrated with FBI and CIA, and they're funded. But anyhow, what's very interesting is they've been pushing measles are scary, measles are deadly. Actually, when you go back in time, back to the 70s, people used to laugh about the measles. Oh, look, I got the measles. I could stay home from school. Oh, look, I got the measles. Oh, that's great. I don't have to go to work. So when you really look at the stats of measles, and Kevin Bass, PhD, MS, put this out, and you look at the deaths from measles from 1999 to 2025, it's only four. Four people died from measles. You know how many people died from suicide? 1.1 million. You know how many people died from overdose? 1.5 million. You know how many people died from heart attack? 17.8 million. Think about that. So why the hysterics about the measles? There shouldn't be. Shouldn't be anything. But this is what the fake news does. They build it up to make you think something when something else is actually really happening. Now, the other thing that we could see is that Randy Weingarten, she doesn't want the Department of Education to close because, remember, she's head of the teacher union. And she finally admitted why she doesn't want it to close, because she doesn't want the parents to have any type of choice of where their child gets educated, because then the teacher union wouldn't be getting their money. What happens if everyone decided to homeschool and the money followed the child? They get nothing. Think about it. It's all about money and power. That's what it comes down to. Now, the other thing, which is sad news, is Tina Peters, who has been thrown in prison for exposing the rigged election, because that's exactly what she did. It looks like her health is now failing in prison. It's declining rapidly, and she's suffering abuse in prison, and officials are denying her compassionate release. So I think somebody needs to get in there, and they need to look in on her and get her out of prison, because this is not good whatsoever. Didn't they do this to the January 6th prisoners? They absolutely did. But we could see that Tulsi Gabbard right now, she is completely shutting down the deep state players. She has revoked the security clearances from the 51 spies who lied. Blinken, Letitia James, and many, many others. Jake Sullivan, Alvin Bragg, Lisa Monaco, Andrew Weissman, Mark Zaid, all of them. So one, Norm Eisen, let's include him. All of it is now gone. They are now blind, which means they can't counter what Trump is doing. And they're going to move to the next level. And you can see they're already preparing this because they tested a cyber attack. They're trying to push war. But again, Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. He knows exactly what they're preparing to do. And like we said before, the lesson is for the people who are watching all of this play out. Now, Trump, he wants his CR to get through because, again, he's not just doing business as usual. This wasn't another four-year election. This is about destroying everything the deep state players and the central bank has created. And the only way to do this is to create a parallel economy. And the only way to do that is Trump needs to use their system to do it. Their system is, oh, you want to cut taxes? Well, that we include as spending. And if you want to spend, the debt ceiling has to be raised. So Trump, he needs to use their system against them. And we could see there's one holdout right now. And it looks like it is Tom Massie. And Trump is now going after Tom Massie because, again, Tom Massie is thinking this is business as usual. This is not business as usual. This is about taking back the country from the central bank. It's actually removing the system that we're in today. But this is what Trump put out. Thank you to the House Freedom Caucus for just delivering a big blow to the radical left Democrats and their desire to raise taxes and shut our country down. They hate American and all it stands for. That's why they allowed millions of criminals to invade our nation. Sometimes it takes great courage to do the right thing. Congressman Thomas Massie of beautiful Kentucky is an automatic no vote on or just about everything, despite the fact that he always voted for continuing resolutions in the past. He should be primaried, and I will lead the charge against him. He's just another grandstander who's too much trouble and not worth the fight. He reminds me of Liz Cheney before her historic record-breaking fall. Loss. The people of Kentucky won't stand for it. Just watch. Do I have any takers? Anyway, thank you again to the House Freedom Caucus for your very important vote. We need to buy some time in order to make America great again, greater than ever before. Unite and win. And then he put this out. Congressman Thomas Massie voted to delay the debt ceiling bill from the Biden administration to the Trump administration from September before the election to June after the election without getting anything for this horrendously stupid move when Republicans could have gotten everything they wanted. He additionally voted to delay the current budget disaster from the Biden administration to the Trump administration. I was running for office at the time, doing my thing, and when I heard about this, it was quite simply hard to believe. A catastrophic mistake. Now, and virtually on every other vote, he's a very simple no. He can't even approve a continuing resolution when he approved them many times during his career as congressman. Thomas Massie is a grandstander, and the great people of Kentucky are going to be watching a very interesting primary in the not-too-distant future. And yes, Trump needs certain things to move forward. And once again, we need to be united in all of this. And I agree with Trump. Let's take back this country, which we already did, and let's keep it now. And the only way to keep it is to remove it from the deep state, from the central bankers. And we must fix the elections before the midterms and before the presidential election. Gunther Eagleman put this out and said, if we don't fix the elections while we have the House and Senate presidency, we deserve to lose. Elon says 1,000%. Now, what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out two posts on X, and they both have to do with Phil Collins in the air tonight. So the first one he put out at 9:17, the second one he put out at 10:36. And Kimberly Auer, she put out a post and looked at the timestamps and said the following. The first post was a video of 3 minutes and 47 seconds, drop 1036, and drop 523 with 1036 TS. So when you look at these drops, it says the following. And remember, this is Phil Collins in the air tonight. 1036, it has the video simulating an epidemic, which is very, very interesting. And then we have post 523. It says checkmate. And I do believe it is checkmate because Trump and the Patriots have all the leverage. And I do believe we're still going through the Great Awakening. And I just want to everyone to listen to what Trump said in the second video that Dan put out. And it's about the lesson that's being taught to the people that are watching, not to the treasonous criminals. Take a listen.
If you have a problem with someone, you have to go after them. And it's not necessarily to teach that person a lesson. It's to teach all of the people that are watching a lesson.
I think that really explains why it has to be shown to the people. And I do believe we're still going through the Great Awakening right now. The rest of the Republicans and independents who really don't believe in all this, but maybe believe in Trump, voted for Trump, and especially the D's that really don't believe in all this. I do believe this is the part where Trump now is going to unite the country, because when they're watching all this play out and they start to realize who's responsible for all this, a lot of people are going to wake up. And when you hear him say it, it makes perfect sense now in the direction of which we are headed. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.